Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert hosted Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas for 3 hours at his residence in Jerusalem. It was their first meeting since Mr. Abbas suspended peace talks 5 weeks ago in response to an Israeli military incursion in the Gaza Strip. More than 120 Palestinians were killed in the offensive, about half of them militants and the rest civilians. The two leaders agreed to put that episode behind them and get the peace process back on track. Mr. Olmert's spokesman Mark Regev.
We're all committed to the goal of trying to reach a historic agreement with the Palestinians by the end of this year. That's the central focus.
But each side accused the other of failing to keep its commitments under the internationally backed Roadmap Peace Plan. Mr. Olmert charged that the Palestinians have not done enough to crack down on militant groups, while Mr. Abbas complained about Jewish settlement expansion. The United States and Palestinians say Israeli plans to build hundreds of new apartments in disputed East Jerusalem and the West Bank violates the roadmap, which calls for a settlement freeze. Negotiator Saab Erekat speaks for the Palestinians.
At the end of the day, settlements and peace are two parallel tracks. Israel cannot have settlements and peace at the same time.
Settlement expansion and daily Palestinian rocket attacks from Gaza have soured the atmosphere, putting the goal of a peace agreement by the end of the year in doubt. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.